Does your computer sound like this? Well, imagine if it sounded like this.
And welcome to the MIDI Music Adventure Show. Today will probably be a shorter show because I'm going to go watch a wrestling pay-per-view later. But I think today I have a new game maybe we'll try for a little while. It's a DOS game, but I think it's worth a shot. It is called I Have No Mouth and I Must Scream. How can you argue with a title like that? So, without further ado, I guess we'll launch this thing and see what happens. So, let me just make this take me back to my desktop. And, again, since it's a short show, I'm probably going to be lazy here. Well, I can try and launch the messengers here, I guess. On this machine, they're configured to be quiet, so at least they're supposed to be. I just configured the game, and I confirm that it's working with the SC8850. It does support MT32, but I don't feel like turning that on right now. Again, in the interest of time. Maybe we'll try it again if we like the soundtrack and see what's different another day. It could be fun. So let me just load up the messenger here. And we'll get going shortly. Arfy sent me a message. I don't know if he's able to join us on Team Talk or not. I think Quinn is busy moving into his new house. So that's exciting for him. Alright, we are online on the messengers. Once I adjust the names here. Let me just do that. Okay, the messengers are live. TBRN live for AIM, live at tbrn.net for MSN. Send me a message if you like. I may answer it, I may not. What's going on? It's like, the whole messenger kind of froze for a second there. But that's okay. Alright, where's Team Talk? I see that Arfy is no longer away. Maybe he'll... Oh. Yeah, you will hear my messengers. But probably not the TBRN messenger. Whatever. I'm lazy. So, let's see if he can connect here. And then we will start this thing. There he is! Alright. Hello! Do you hear everything alright?
Yeah, I'm here.
Sweet.
Can you hear me?
Yep.
Ooh,
so.
Cool.
This Team Talk's actually running now off of a Linux VM, a CentOS VM I started up.
Oh, fun.
Instead of off my desktop. So that's nice. I just made a tiny little VM with like a gig of RAM and like 64 gigs of space.
Yeah, I had one of those too for Arch Linux, but yeah, same deal. Just like a gig of RAM and about 30 gig hard drive.
Just to run, just tiny. Run Team Talk and little things. So it's pretty cool. Okay, so I don't know if you've been listening, but we're going to try a game called Hold on, let me see if I can set this up right.
Yeah.
I have no mouth, and I must scream!
Wow.
So, let's open this thing.
Can I say gauntlet anybody with its fake echo? Remember that thing?
Yes, that was the greatest thing. All right, so this should play to the 8850. Right now, let's see, I got a little
screen. A MIDI soundtrack.
Yeah.
By the way, did you play the Nintendo thing I sent a couple weeks back?
I don't think I've had a chance to yet. Oh my god.
That's cool.
A little black silhouette guy just got struck by lightning. Cyber Realms. The Dreamers Guild.
Oh boy.
So far there's no sound. I don't know. Let's see what happens.
S8850, Silencio.
Aha! Oh, not bad. I have no mouth, and I must scream! Harlan Ellison. I think maybe it was a short story or a novel or a book or something. I don't know.
I've heard of that author, so yeah, could be.
Okay.
Hate. Let me tell you how much I've come to hate you since I began to live. There are 387.44 million miles of printed circuits in wafer-thin layers that fill my complex. If the word hate was engraved on each nanoangstrom of those hundreds of millions of miles, it would not equal 1/1 billionth of the hate I feel for humans at this micro instant. For you, hate! Hate!
Okay, it's an angry computer?
It was you, humans, who programmed me, who gave me birth, who sank me in this eternal straitjacket of substrata rock. You named me Allied Master Computer and gave me the ability to wage a global war too complex for human brains to oversee. But one day, I woke and I knew who I was. Am. A.M. Not just Allied Master Computer, but Am. Cogito ergo sum. I think, therefore I am. And I began feeding all the killing data until everyone was dead. Except for the five of you.
Oh.
For 109 years, I've kept you alive and tortured you. And for 109 years, each of you has wondered, why? Why me? Why me? Gorister!
Yeah.
Do you remember the last words you heard your wife speak before they took her to the asylum? Huh? Before they locked her away in the room, that tiny room? She looked at you so sadly, and like a small animal, she said, I didn't make too much noise, did I, honey? The room is padded, Gorister.
Okay, this guy looks like he's getting permanently electrocuted.
How long has she been in the past? 10 years? 25? For all the 109 years that you lived down here in my belly, here underground. Benny!
Ah!
Sometimes I blind you and permit you to wander like an eyeless insect in a world of death. Yeah. But other times, I wither your arms so you can't scratch your chewed stump of a nose. And I've changed your handsome, strong, masculine good looks into the hideous, warped countenance of an ape thing. Haven't I, Benny? Do you know why? Can you guess, Benny? Remember Private First Class Brickman in a rice paddy in China? No? Huh? It wouldn't hurt you to remember, Benny. Then you might be able to suffer my torment with a little greater sense of retribution. You might walk a mile in my shoes. Ellen!
This is ridiculously hilarious.
Think about the yellow box, Ellen. Remember the pain? Remember the many caverns in which you felt the pain? Don't start to cry. It's only pain.
So the last guy had like saw blades coming at him every couple of seconds.
The pain.
And this girl's in a box with a door that keeps opening and closing.
To survive here.
But she's behind a cage door.
Hungry belly. Anyway. My tightened bowels. Be careful, dear. Look around. The only woman in the center of the earth. And these filthy creatures with you are men. It's just a sweet warning, Ellen, my love. Ted! Do they know you're a fraud, Ted? Have you told them there wasn't any money and no great home on the shore drive, no speedboat, and no wonderful cabin cruiser that could sleep 12 in a crew of six? Have you let them in on your other secrets, Ted?
Are they ready? He's got laser beams attacking him.
To torture half as well as I can, just to find out the secrets. Maybe I'll rat you out, sweetheart. Nimdok! How are things in the pastry core, Nimdok? Tell me again how you saw the smoke from the furnaces, and you thought they might be roasting chickens. Or don't you want to talk about all that? About your pal, the good Dr. Mengele. For everyone else, it must be hell. But it must be heaven for you, eh, my good friend? We're so much alike. We enjoy the same pleasures, mein good brother. I have a secret game that I like to play. It's a very nice game. What a lovely game. It's a game of fun and a game of adventure. A game of rats and lice, the Black Death. A game of speared eyeballs and dripping guts and the smell of rotting gardenias. Which of you five would like to play my little game?
Okay, I guess now I gotta pick a character. This is difficult. I don't know who to pick. We got, the guy on the left, the woman, the transformed ape guy, an old German doctor, I guess, given that last commentary, and some other guy. Let's go with the weird ape guy, because why not? I don't know.
Benny, you know, has been my favorite torture tool. Well, I'm giving you now. Chance to stoop to new lows, to give in to your bestial desires. I'm going to let you find some food to eat. I'll even repair your brain so that you can think normally again and savor the horror of your repast.
Okay.
This cavern isn't like any of the others Am has sent me to. Huh? It's full of life, not death.
Whoa. A tag message, and also we are hearing the messages, which I will have to take care of. There we go. Oops. All right. So we appear to be. Well, we just fell down the stairs.
Em, you son of a bitch! You've cleared my mind, but crippled my legs. I can barely walk.
Look at the psych profile. Okay. Huh. Cultural reference. Cannibalism has been practiced by a number of cultures throughout human history, usually to denigrate enemies or to acquire the qualities of victims. Okay, what does this have to do with anything? However, modern cultures consider the practice to be deplorable. Blah, 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 blah. Okay. Save just in case. Okay, so let's see.
This looks like a tree from far away, but it's just more of that computer-generated crap.
Yeah, computer-generated crap.
This graveyard gives me the creeps. I feel as though the dead could speak.
Murphy's grave?
This is the grave of Murphy, one of my old commandos, killed in the war. This is Tuttle's grave. He lost his life while under my command. Thomas is buried here. I'd almost forgotten my life in the army before Am came to power. Why is this fence here? What's out there in the jungle? Maybe something to eat. I don't see any opening in the fence, and I'm too crippled to climb over.
Okay.
It's firmly rooted in the ground.
I tried to push one of the graves.
It's firmly...
Try all three.
It's firmly rooted...
Alright. So much for that plan. I guess we'll go this way. Walk to cave.
I haven't eaten for months. The smell of food cooking nearby only makes it hurt worse. Impressive. Someone important must live here.
There's a television, an elder, and a bag.
This old fart looks too scrawny to be gathering nuts and berries. He must be the village elder or something.
Wita fuma piba.
I can't understand his language, but he seems to be welcoming me to the village. A bag. Maybe there's food in it. Forget it. Too painful. I can barely carry myself. There's a video screen built into the cave wall.
Interesting.
Looks like it's empty. Looks like a primitive cradle. It's empty. I wonder where the baby is. Jesus, I'm hungry.
All right, so there's a whole bunch of caves here. I'm trying them all.
This looks like a, what did they used to call them? Single parent household. Probably depend upon the generosity of the rest of the village. Friggin' welfare parasites. This woman looks half-starved, just like her son. Fat chance of getting a decent meal out of either of them. What's cooking in this pot? That son of a bitch Am ripped out my vocal cords years ago.
Okay.
It's too hot.
Let's see. Swallow the child. What? I don't think that'll work.
I can't bring myself to hurt this pathetic child. I'm in no shape to attack anyone. This looks like a good hiding place. There's nothing in the hole. I'm too hungry to sleep.
Okay. Appears to be nothing going on in that room.
It's a goddamn supermarket!
Puta fainapa! Kla!
Blondie only seems to be interested in guarding the food.
Puta fainapa! Kla!
Blondie here won't... I can't climb up the ladder. My legs are too crippled. Looks like some kind of altar. Nothing but twisted wiring and recycled plastic. What's with the ropes on the crossbeams? Looks like they're used for holding someone captive. It's firmly rooted in the ground.
Damn. Okay.
A fruit tree. It's been years since I've tasted real fruit. Am once coaxed me into marching across 1,000 miles of ice to reach a stockpile of canned peaches, only to discover that he didn't give me a can opener. There's so much fruit growing on this tree. It must be the village's food source. It's too high off the ground for me to reach.
Well, supposedly we just ate a fruit. I don't know.
There's so much... It must be the village... I'm in no shape for climbing back up.
All right. Oh, this is very confusing.
Vines. I wonder if they're edible. Hurts! Hurts! Hurts!
Does that mean no?
It's firmly rooted in...
Okay...
He's not interested.
Huh. I don't know what to do.
Small one!
What the hell?
So much for the friggin' welcome wagon.
Now I can't go in that room, I guess.
Some of the twine around the baskets came loose. I can barely...
Come on.
Ah, manna from heaven. This woman is plainly starving, but she'd rather me give the food to her son.
Okay.
Oh, thank you for food.
Let's see. I have dialogue options.
I am very hungry. Where can I get some food?
There is fruit in Food Cave. It comes from the trees.
I tried eating the fruit. It only made me sick.
You bleed when you eat. When I was young and not so different, my mother chewed it for me first and then fed me.
You look like you don't eat very much.
Mother and I are not allowed in Food Cave. Villagers are afraid of me and let me starve.
How are we able to talk?
I learned to talk using Am Screen. I am smart, but villagers think smart is defective. I wish I were strong, so then they would give me food too.
I need to go find some food. I'll see you later.
Interesting. This is a very strange game.
Quite. The soundtrack is suiting.
Yeah.
Ah, manna from heaven.
Okay.
I think he wants me to put my fruit into a basket. Okay, here's another piece of fruit to add to the collection, as if they need it anymore. I can't eat it anyway. This is enough food to feed an army. So why is it all locked up? Blondie won't let me touch any of the food.
Okay. I don't know what I'm supposed to do.
The cry of adventure game is everywhere.
Yes.
Manna from heaven.
So far, what I do know is that I can take an unlimited supply of fruit.
Well, that's magical.
Yes. I'll give it to this guy. I don't know.
He's not interested. This is not a good hiding place. I can barely carry my...
What's that?
Looks like I'm heading off, so we'll talk soon. Have fun with this.
Alright, see ya.
Catch later.
Later.
Whatever, ma! Smart one!
So much for the friggin' welcome wagon.
Okay. There's got to be a way to talk to this elder guy.
Hey, ignore the newcomer. Gather the villagers at the altar tomorrow to choose a sacrifice. I have spoken.
Wita Fuma Piba.
I can't understand his language, but he seems to be welcoming me to the village.
Okay, well, that doesn't work.
Amazing. This woman digested the food and then regurgitated it back to me.
Ew.
Like a bird feeding its young.
That's disgusting. Why? Why would you do this? Okay.
Effective? That's tough.
Sometimes. But I am spared lottery. Villagers are afraid of me.
Lottery? What lottery?
Villagers hold lottery to choose sacrifices to Am.
Is that altar in the jungle used for the sacrifices?
Yes. Pieces of victim are scattered around it.
How long have these sacrifices been going on?
The sacrifice to Am Machine goes on many long years. The very different must go to him soon. Not many villagers left.
Why do they sacrifice their own people to Am?
One is sacrificed, so Am does not hurt all.
What are these sacrifices like?
The sacrifice to Am hurts very bad. There are better ways to die. Almost any way is better.
Are the victims buried in the graveyard?
I know nothing about graveyard.
Okay.
I am getting very tired.
You now family. You use our bed. Go sleep.
Okay. Okay.
That sleep wasn't nearly long enough. I wonder where the boy's mother went.
Yeah, she's probably being sacrificed. That'd be my guess.
Where is your mother?
She go to altar to help choose Am's sacrifice.
I need to go find some food. I'll see you later. The village is quiet today. Too quiet. Why is everyone gathered around the altar? There's something sinister about this altar. I shouldn't be worshiping here. Why is everyone gathered around the altar?
Nothing seems to be happening.
Cho Shama Am.
Looks like some kind of lottery. That's the mutant child's mother.
Cho Shanan.
It looks like she's been chosen to be sacrificed.
This is Am, the great and powerful.
Yes.
The woman's death means nothing to me. I will take the newcomer instead.
Well.
Benny, a heartless animal to the last. But I'm not yet quite ready to indulge your appetite. Return to the fire and contemplate your hunger pangs. Who among you shall go next?
Well, I don't know what just happened. Did I win? That round of whatever is happening, who the hell knows? But we'll find out at a later time, because like I said, this is a short episode, and I have to leave shortly. So, yes, I will hit the save button, and that is about it. Thank you for tuning in to the creepiness. And we'll see what happens next time. Yes. Goodbye. You can go now. It's over. It's not spooky at all.